Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
Now, I said this yesterday. I reckon that voting in the local government elections should be compulsory. It is in Queensland, where I lived for a number of years. Over there and in most other states, it basically runs like any other election, federal and state, where you line up on the Saturday, you go to your local polling booth, you grab yourself a democracy sausage and you feel good about yourself. Whereas over here, you know, the postal votes have been mailed out. Some people have received them, others haven't. I was saying to a mate the other day, I didn't get to vote in the 2015 election because I didn't receive any papers. I did this year. I did my bit yesterday and put my my ballot in the mailbox. But it's a little bit disappointing that it's voluntary over here, because in 2015 in the city of Albany, 34% voter turnout. That's not good enough. Not good enough at all, because, you know, the local government councillors, you probably see them more than any other politician around the place. And another interesting fact here, in one of the wards in Albany, 4,606 ballot packages have been sent to ward residents. As of the 3rd of October, which was yesterday, only 19 have been returned. For goodness sake. So hopefully in the next few years, voting in local government elections will become like every other election, compulsory. Because we need to sort of take interest in what's happening around us. So if you do get your ballot papers, make sure you fill them in and make your vote count. You've got until the 21st of October. So if you're in the city of Albany or the Shire of Denmark, make sure you have your say over the next few weeks. There's my little rant for this morning. Gavin's caught us on 13:27:10 from Denmark. Gavin, do you reckon that voting in local government elections should become compulsory?
No, I don't think so. If you've got an interest in the community, you should vote, and then your vote should count.
Do you reckon that these politicians are probably more approachable than any other politicians in other forms of government, federal and state? You know, you're probably going to hear more about what they're up to and seeing what they're doing in the community as well. Do you think that they're a little bit more close to home?
Yeah, it's a lot more personal.
So with that in mind, do you reckon that it should be compulsory?
No, I don't think so. I don't think anything should be compulsory.
Because we're getting poor voter turnouts, though.
That's just apathy in the community. I mean, if people are concerned about the community, they'll vote. If they don't care, well, they got to put up with what they get, don't they? That's the way I feel, anyway.
Big supporters of the 2017 Act Belong Commit Hidden Treasures Bloom Festival. So much going on throughout the Great Southern. It's on for another few weeks, and having a chat now with Katie from the Bloom Festival. Katie, you've got a very special competition on at the moment.
Yes, Terry, we've got two competitions, actually. We've got a photo competition with a $250 cash prize to be won. So if you're looking for people to send in any photos they've taken throughout the festival in our regions. And the other one is our colouring in competition, which is sponsored by Act Belong Commit. And it's a mindful colouring in template we can get downloaded from the Act Belong Commit website, and there are also great prizes to be won in an adult and kids section.
This comes as no surprise. Adults actually don't mind a bit of colouring in.
Yes, I've got a book myself to be for colouring in, and they're all out and about at the moment in the news agencies and bookshops. So this one is free templates, so, you know, if people want to have a go, go for it.
Katie, some events coming up this week. We've got a barn dance in Wood and Ealing to start off with.
Yes, that's our next big event from the Hidden Treasures. I'm heading out there on Friday. It's going to be a great night. We have Flamacue doing the music. We do have some dance teachers helping people who are not so familiar with dancing like me. And we also have kids' activities. So it's an evening for the whole families. We made it the thing about bringing your kids and your grandparents.
And we need to mention it is free.
It is free. We have, so entry is free, all the entertainment is free, we will put on free coffee, tea and nibbles, but we also have the Woody PNC do a fundraiser.
And also you've got a community cricket match happening in the Porongarups on October 7th. There's going to be a barbecue afterwards.
Yes, there's a lamb on a spit, and yeah.
You sold me already.
Yeah, and it's a homegrown one, so it's a Porongarup lamb as well. And Mike Swan from Millenup Estate is putting that on. He's got a beautiful cricket pitch up on top of his property, and you can actually see the mountains on the other side. It's absolutely stunning. There's a little art exhibition set up as well. There are tables and chairs, and there's, of course, then the barbecue. Everyone is welcome to come and watch and join in with the barbecue, and I think some local teams are going to be playing.
Yeah, make sure you check out the Great Southern Hidden Treasures Bloom Festival program guide. Grab it from your local visitor centre or go to hiddentreasures.com.au. Presented by Act, Belong, Commit and supported by 783 Triple M. Katie, thank you very much.
Thanks, Terry. Thanks very much.
Hopefully it stays dry for the Food for Thought Festival, which is happening on Sunday at Albany Town Square. Getting underway from 10 o'clock. Number of guests coming to Albany for this big event, and one of them joins me now, Jude Blereau. Jude, you're going to be doing some cooking demonstrations leading up to Sunday, and you say that people in Albany embrace whole foods better than other areas such as Perth.
Well, the places that I've seen anyway, I think number one, we have to realise that you have really excellent growing conditions down here and excellent soil. And what you're seeing in most suburban areas is that kind of good growing area, that kind of good food growing areas have been taken up by houses, you know, and urbanisation. So we're losing all our
and
good soil.
And lack of trees.
Well, that's the same thing. You know, we're using our good food growing soil for other things than growing food. And you've got a lot more access to that down here. And, of course, the weather's a lot more conducive to it as well. So, you just have a plethora of beautiful food here.
So some cooking demonstrations leading up to the Food for Thought Festival on Sunday. You're doing it today, tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah, I am. So it's a 3-day workshop. What I do in my work, the workshop is called Whole Food from the Ground Up. But really what I'm about and what this workshop is about is answering the question, what makes the food we eat wholesome and healthy? Now, some people might go, oh, that raw food means that or paleo means that. Well, it absolutely doesn't mean that the food you're eating is wholesome and healthy. So that's what we're going to be doing in the workshop. But the Food for Thought for Festival, which is actually in its third year and is run by Sustain, the Australian Food Network, this is a group that holds the community vision or the desire in regards to how we grow our food and produce our food and how we relate and eat food. And that's very much what this course is about. But of course, it's about cooking. It's about cooking food that's wholesome and yummy, that's good for humans, but also I actually really believe that joy and deliciousness is a really important whole food principle as well.
And the cost benefits are enormous, aren't they?
Enormous, and I can't tell you, not only the cost benefits, but the benefit to yourself. If you want your human body to do the things you want it to do, you know, like ward off bugs that are all around or not be overly tired or moody or be able to weather life storms and do all the things we want to do, you're going to have to be nourished, and it's a very basic 1 and 1 equals 2. You know, you can only take shortcuts for so long and you will really notice the end results. I'm not about being fanatical. I'm not about being purist. I would say that I cook old-fashioned food with what I call my funky whole food thing going on with my basic whole food principles. But it really, makes a very, very big difference.
Jude Blereau, one of our special guests here for the Food for Thought Festival. It's on this Sunday from 10 a.m. until 4 at Albany Town Square. Now, she's doing an intimate 3-day masterclass today, tomorrow, Friday, and it's happening at 30 Graham Street. If you'd like to secure a ticket, find out details on the website, foodforthoughtfestival.com. The event itself happening this Sunday and proudly supported by 783 Triple M. Can't wait to get amongst it on the weekend.
Sounds of Albany.
Jackpot today at $1,340. Mel has given us a call a few times. She wants to have another go. Mel, what do you reckon our Sound of Albany is at $1,340?
I was thinking maybe it was a croquet ball at the Looking Croquet Club.
Ooh, haven't had that one. You're the first.
Oh, okay. For the seventh time on me.
Unfortunately, Mel, not the one we want.
Bugger. Okay, then. Thank you again, Terry.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Steve's given us a call. Jackpot today at $1,340. Steve, what do you reckon?
I reckon it's a Babington shuttlecock getting hit.
A Babington shuttlecock getting hit. We had that one a few weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
We've had it before, which means it's not correct.
No, bummer.
Sorry, Steve. Can't give you the money.
Too easy.
Good on you.
All right, bye.
The jackpot tomorrow rises to $1,360. It's your Sound of Albany right here at 783 Triple M.